and welcome to We the People. The Modi government's demonetization policy continues to divide both politics and public opinion. While there is an impasse in parliament with the opposition parties drawing the battle lines, among people are both kinds of stories. There are stories of hardship, of suffering, and of people worried, especially about legitimate work in the cash economy being hit. But there are also people who are saying that the pain is worth the gain if this helps actually hit at black money in the long run. On We the People today, we look at both the politics and the economics. Questions have been raised. Will this really get to the fount of black money? Will the big sharks continue to get away? The Modi government has clearly taken a big gamble. Can it and will it pay off for them? Let me start with Arvind Gupta of the BJP. Arvind is somebody who understands the digital world very well. One of the questions that's been asked again and again, is the aim to really hit at black money, or is the aim to, in the end, digitize the economy and makes this the beginning of that?
The answer to that is both, actually. Digital movement is a movement by itself. There's a big gains as governance and transparency in citizen engagement that we will get from a digitization of the country. The second is a banking system that is being reformed and is being included. And the third part is the fixing of the pipeline, the plumbing as I call it, so that no new black money gets generated in the future. If you fix the plumbing so that the flow into these reservoirs of black money becomes a lot more difficult in the future. So what took maybe 30, 40 years for these reservoirs to become at whatever levels they were, we'll find out on actually on 1st of April. But now in the future, by using technology, by using stricter means, better governance, good leadership, you completely change the plumbing and the pipeline so that the reservoirs don't get filled up with black money.
I mean, you know this data already, but almost half of this country does not have a bank account, right? 53% have bank accounts. The remaining part of the country does not have bank accounts. An estimated 250 million to 300 million people do not have Aadhaar cards. Now, if you look at this, it doesn't mean that everybody else who's earning outside of this, doing something illegal. Small earnings, people with small incomes, the informal economy, right? One of the criticisms has been that there is an assumption here that all cash is bad cash.
No, absolutely not. The system that produces the cash is bad. What will happen though is now, because people need to be identified when they go into the bank, the difference of the money that does not come into the system will be, of course, black money that people don't want to disclose, and that will get out of the system. Now, to answer your question about bank accounts, there are 1.07 billion, that is 107 crore people, almost all adult population with Aadhaar cards. Okay, 99% plus households have at least one bank account in them.
Now, so you're saying even if the individual doesn't have the bank account, home does.
The home does, exactly.
Okay. So I think that's the opening framework. Let me take it to Dr. Jyoti Ghosh. You have actually argued in The Guardian that the big fat cats are actually going to get away. But you heard what Arvind said. It's a good move, even if there's a churn, to eventually push people towards banking in a regularized way and digitizing that space.
Yes, it's good to push people into banking. And certainly, demonetization itself, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. If you feel that these are high-value nodes that, in fact, normal poor people will not be using. Yeah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about 86% of the currency. Yeah. All studies have found that the part that's held in cash is at most 5 or 6%. Yeah. So you're not addressing the main stock, which is, you know, buildings,
real estate, gold.
You're not addressing that.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, 85% of the population actually is in the informal economy, which is dominantly cash and which is not black. It's actually decent citizens trying to earn their bread.
Yeah.
And they are actually thrown into the deep end in a massive way. You are just it's completely destroying the liquidity in the system. Mm-hmm. It need not have been done this way. You could have demonetized by giving a time frame.
But the argument has been that the secrecy quotient was really important.
Why?
Because those who are stashing big money would have enough time to unpack it
but
in other ways.
Track the big
buy gold and the same buy
but
buy
track,
gold
you
and
you track
property.
The big transactions, just the way you're tracking them now.
I'll allow Gurcharan to come in, then Arvind, you can take that rebuttal. Yes, Gurcharan.
You know, yes, clearly short-term pain, long-term huge gain. My worry is the medium-term, when economic activity will actually go down.
But you do
and
believe there
be
is
prepared.
Long-term gain?
Yes, absolutely, okay. Brilliant. Okay. It will have a huge impact. When we become a white economy.
But can this by itself lead to us becoming a white economy by itself, without cash donations under 20,000 rupees to political parties being banked? There have been studies
where the fact is this: the people entering the banking system has a huge multiplier effect. But I wanted to answer Jayati's excellent point that she raised, that, you know what, we could have mitigated the pain. Say 18 months ago, supposing we had issued high-value notes, like 5,000, 10,000 rupee notes. Now, that's easy to explain because the country is, because of prosperity, you need 5,000 and 10,000. So in 18 months, you would have pushed a lot of the black money to the 5 and 10,000 rupee notes. Okay. And then you didn't have to monetize, demonetize the 500 rupee note, which is what has caused the short-term pain. Although I must say that I'm surprised that with all this pain, you don't see scenes of rioting, you don't see buses burning. I've got friends, you know, a friend of mine just came from the villages of Rajasthan and Gujarat. She said, everybody said this is a good thing, that we want corruption out.
Absolutely.
And so I think, frankly, in 2019, people will stand at the poll and they will either remember the long queue or they'll remember Modi as a corruption fighter.
It is true, and that's why I said in my opening remarks that I have personally got pretty divided feedback. So the question is, even if we agree on the policy, and everybody here may not, implementation questions have been raised, right, Arvind?
And Barkha, there is no denying that fact. See, this is unlike any other thing because of the issues of secrecy and the news leaking. There was no perfect planning that one could do for everything, right?
Yes. But you could have calibrated your ATM machines.
And that would have sent, hold on. The implementation, of course, there has been a lot of feedback that has come in. And the compassion and the empathy of the government is clear. We have made the exemptions or the leeways wherever they are possible.
Okay, can I
wedding is one of them. Farmers is another one.
I'm saying we all knew this was wedding season. You all know this is a sort of harvesting season. But we'll come to
this. So those exemptions have been made, Barkha, if I may complete.
I have to say this.
This is, and the Prime Minister in his remarks on the 8th, in the address to the nation, did say that. This is the people's movement. There is going to be some pain. And there is no gain without a pain. We are cleaning a system. This is what radical reform you wanted. Radical reform looks like this.
I want to move to Devangshu now. Devangshu, you have actually argued in your writings that this actually is a breakdown of trust, that there is a certain assumption on which people work and earn, and this is a breakdown of that trust. Why do you say this is about trust?
First, I'm looking at history. Radical demonetizations have happened in the Soviet Union in 1989. They removed 10% of currency. In Brazil and Argentina, the juntas, the generals who did not really even profess to care for common people because they hacked zeros of the currency, hyperinflation. Chairman Mao in 1956, and 40 million people died over the next 3 years. Long-term gain, certainly. China is doing extremely well now.
I'm hearing you say that this is overreach of the state.
Pol Pot. Cambodia.
You're saying it's dictatorial?
No, I'm saying
the pain. When you say Pol Pot, you're saying it's dictatorial.
I am saying the pain is maybe not worth the gain. We have seen just 10 days. We have been asked to watch this for 50 days. What happens if this goes on for 4.5 months? And it probably will, because 4 out of 5 villages do not have a physical bank. You do not have the mobile infrastructure to even carry out point of sale transactions. You do not have the connectivity to connect servers. Most of the people who produce the food we eat are unbanked or they are underbanked. Service people, the people building the houses we live in, the people maintaining the electrical systems in the houses we live in, the people doing jhadu pocha are underbanked. They are now sitting there wondering, do we put our money in the bank and starve because we can't get it out for
but
the next 10 days?
But you made two separate points. You made one point about the pain not being worth the gain, and the other point
trust.
Is the historical examples that
trust,
you have invoked.
Trust. Argentina ended up with everybody buying the dollar and bullion. Some of us know what happened in Cambodia. The currency essentially right now at, at Hawala, the Indian 500 buck note is going for 110 bucks. Hmm. That was informally today morning. Hmm. The differential in the rate tells you that there's a certain lack of trust. And I think that lack of trust will be amplified if...
So as someone who's been a senior bureaucrat in the system, Shailaja, how do you see this?
Look, from 2010, I have been writing an article, which the first one I wrote was, At What Price Honesty? Why should I watch people break the law day in and day out while I keep on paying my salaried income and pay income tax on it? Why should we have a situation where you have 2.5 lakh people paying income tax and that too most saying nil? Mm-hmm. Is it possible? It's a ridiculous state of affairs. And as a bureaucrat, you asked me, what I've hated the most was to be told, फायदा क्या हुआ तुम्हारे IAS में होने का? This is the culture that you are inept. You cannot take black money. You cannot allow people to make black money. Therefore, you are a pariah in the society. Hmm. I am saying that I am glad Mr. Modi has done this. The pain that you talk about, I have a woman who has to transfer money to Sundarbans. She used to go to Sundarbans to put her money. We opened the bank account for her. She could not believe that the money can fly to Sundarbans. Absolutely. This is the digital importance that this has given.
Absolutely. Okay, 1 minute. I just want to build from this and ask Arvind. Gaurav Gogoi, the Congress is with us. There are others who are waiting to speak. But Arvind, I have to say that the hyperbolic thing that this is going to take away black money, this cannot be true as long as the biggest fountainhead of black money, which is really how elections are funded in this country, which requires absolutely no disclosure. If it's cash under 20,000 rupees, we are not talking about that. We are not talking about a secret list of big corporate defaulters that the Supreme Court will decide whether to make public or not. We see a Vijay Mallya live outside in London getting away. We see a Lalit Modi literally fly the coop. So the perception is that it's the salaried classes who in any case pay tax. Agricultural income, even with richer farmers, is not taxed in this country. So how can this be the one single solution to all the black money in the country?
No. I don't think so. This is just a starting point, or in mid, I won't say this is even a starting point. It's been part of a plan. As I said, there were Jandhan accounts, there was the IDS scheme that came about, where people could voluntarily give away their money and disclose, and some $10 billion did come about in that. I think what you're talking about is some other reforms that are required. And when they come about, they'll be as radical.
We have seen no announcement that they will come about.
All I can say to that is, Barkha, is nobody speculated this will happen, right?
Right.
And it did happen.
Right.
So trust Modi, as I say, keep calm, trust Modi. He will do the right thing at the right time.
That sounds
as simple
like,
as that.
That sounds like the new keep calm t-shirt, Arvind. But I'm seeing lots of hands go up. Can we just hear from the people? Gaurav's there, and we haven't gone to Bipin either yet. Now, one of the things, Arvind, and I really, really want to underline this, which I think is a gap, is that private hospitals have been exempted from mandatorily accepting old notes. And it is not that only the rich or the people with credit cards go to private hospitals, especially in smaller towns of India. A lot of people do go to private hospitals. And right now, as you know, only government hospitals are obliged to take old notes. Now, I have here with me a family who's come from Bulandshahr, and they actually went to a hospital which is part of a chain that is owned by Mr. Mahesh Sharma, who's actually also a minister in the government. And this is Abhishek ji hai, aur ye Rajat hai. And Abhishek's wife was expecting a child. That child, unfortunately and tragically, could not survive. The child died in the womb. The family argues that there was considerable time lost because the hospital said ki hum aapke purane notes nahi le sakte. We did contact the hospital in interest of balance. The hospital denies this. The hospital says humne to inse paisa bhi nahi liya. The death is because of medical reasons and not connected to the notes. We gave them free treatment. I just want to hear from them because to me this illustrates one of the gaps in the system. Abhishek ji, aapke saath to bahut bada hadsa hua hai. Shayad aap abhi us halat mein na ho ki aap kuch bolna chahe. Aapke bhai hain aapke saath. Aap Raja ji, aap bataiye.
एक बहुत ही आम छोटी फैमिली से हैं हम लोग. आई सपोर्ट मोदी जी, माय फैमिली सपोर्ट मोदी जी. 8 तारीख को 12 बजे हमने सुना कि 500 और 1000 के नोट बंद हो गए. 9 तारीख को वो आदेश जारी हुआ. 9 को मेरा जन्मदिन था. सुबह 8 बजे मेरे ब्रदर की पत्नी को लेबर पेन हुए. एक और खुशी का मौका था कि हम हॉस्पिटल जाएंगे और बच्चा हमारे हाथ में होगा. 8 बजे लेबर पेन शुरू होते हैं. 9:40 पे हम लोग कैलाश हॉस्पिटल जो हमारे नियर था वहाँ रीच करते हैं, वहीं कंटिन्यू इनका इलाज चल रहा था इसकी वाइफ का। हमने बताया कि साहब इनको बहुत ज़्यादा लेबर पेन हो रहा है, आप इनको एडमिट करें। उन्होंने कैजुअलिटी में शिफ्ट कर दिया। 10:36 के आसपास हॉस्पिटल वालों ने हमसे ये कहा कि आप एडमिशन पे 10,000 रुपीज जमा कर दीजिए।
आपके पास पैसे थे?
पैसे थे
हमारे पास, पुराने नोट्स थे।
यही मैं बताना चाहूंगा कि इतनी जल्दी हम लोग पर्स या अपने एटीएम कार्ड कैरी नहीं कर पाए। जो कैश था वो मैं लेके चल दिया इसकी गाड़ी के पीछे।
वहाँ क्रेडिट कार्ड इस्तेमाल होता है?
उस हॉस्पिटल में था पर मेरे पास नहीं था।
आपके पास?
मेरे ब्रदर के पास भी नहीं था। हम अपना वॉलेट लेके नहीं गए थे, कैश लेके
आप जल्दी जल्दी में निकल गए थे
क्योंकि उसको लेबर पेन बहुत जोर से थे।
ठीक है।
हमने जब 10,000 रुपए मेरे 500,000 के नोट निकाल के दिए, एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन एंड काउंटर डिपार्टमेंट साइड के नोट, हम पुराने नोट्स नहीं लेंगे। आफ्टर दैट हमने रिक्वेस्ट किया, सर लेबर पेन है, आपके यहाँ इलाज चल रहा है रेगुलर, आप जानते हैं मेरे ब्रदर को, दे हैव स्टेटेड, आप हमारे एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन डिपार्टमेंट बात कीजिए। वी गो टू द एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन डिपार्टमेंट, आई एम एन एडवोकेट, आई एम डूइंग प्रैक्टिस इन हाईकोर्ट, आई एम रिक्वेस्टिंग पर्सनली, बट दे सेड नो, हम नहीं लेंगे। उसके बाद उन्होंने मुझसे अंडरटेकिंग लिखवाई। उस अंडरटेकिंग में मेरे द्वारा यह लिखा गया कि आई एम रेडी टू पे द एंटायर अमाउंट आफ्टर डिस्चार्ज ऑफ माई पेशेंट, एंड इन द होल ब्रैकेट आई हैव रिटन देयर दैट दिस इज फॉर हॉस्पिटल ट्रीटमेंट रिक्वायरमेंट। 1 बजे तक इसकी पत्नी को कोई भी इलाज नहीं दिया गया।
देखिए, आप किसी भी अस्पताल में जाए इंडिया में तो सभी को एक तरह से ओवरबर्डन मेडिकल सिस्टम भी है, एक वो प्रॉब्लम है। आप इसको क्या इस नोट्स की कंट्रोल, जो डिले हुआ
जी,
जो वक्त जाया हुआ, क्या अगर आपके पास नए नोट होते क्या कुछ अलग होता, या अगर वो पुराने नोट्स ले लेते तो क्या कुछ अलग होता?
मैं बरगा जी यहाँ एक चीज स्पष्ट करना चाहूंगा कि मुझे जहां तक याद है जो मैंने न्यूज में देखा था कि जो पुराने नोट हैं वो अस्पताल कोमा पेट्रोल पंप्स कोमा अदर जो जहां जहां मोदी जी ने या गवर्नमेंट ने अप्लाई किया था वहां पर प्राइवेट हॉस्पिटल है या गवर्नमेंट हॉस्पिटल ही हमको पता नहीं था। हॉस्पिटल इज देयर।
अभिषेक जी आप तो इट्स अ बिग लॉस फॉर यू, आप शायद कुछ करना नहीं चाहेंगे, बट योर ब्रदर बोलना नहीं चाहेंगे। योर ब्रदर हैज वेरी एलोक्वेंटली आई थिंक पुट फोर्थ अ गैप एंड आई वांट अरविंद टू जस्ट थिंक अबाउट इट लिटिल एज आई गेट अदर रिएक्शंस। गॉड, इफ यू वांटेड टू कमेंट।
यू नो व्हेन आई फर्स्ट हर्ड द अनाउंसमेंट आई वेलकमड इट, आई थॉट इट वुड लीड टू अ रेवोल्यूशनरी चेंज, एंड आई थॉट दे वुड हैव प्लान्ड इट सो मेटिकुलसली दैट विद इन 2 days द एंटायर सिस्टम वुड हैव बीन चेंज्ड। But 2 days went to 5 days, went to 10 days. Now we're hearing 50 days, and we're hearing the government asking us to be patient. I am sorry, you cannot expect the poor, the distressed, the marginalized to be patient for your lazy planning, for your lazy preparation, secrecy. The argument is we had to maintain secrecy. Maintaining secrecy is not an excuse for medical planning.
Can I ask you something?
And this is what it is.
Can I ask you something?
Secrecy is not an excuse for medical planning.
I find the opposition response a little confused. You have chief ministers like Nitish Kumar and Naveen Patnaik who are supporting the policy. You have Mamata Banerjee.
You have to ask me the Congress view.
No, I'm coming to the Congress. Is the criticism of the policy or the implementation? It is not yet clear to me. Is it that this is a bad idea or this is a good idea implemented
badly? No, the criticism is of the performance. We are not criticizing the goal. The goal is laudable. Who doesn't want digital India? Who doesn't want smart city? Who doesn't want Swachh Bharat? In 2.5 years, has been seen digital? Maintainable BSNL doesn't work. This is another slogan whose goal is lofty, but performance is very mediocre.
To me, a hospital is an essential service, Arvind. And if I can be mandated, if my legally earned money can be rationed, then we live in times where private hospitals can certainly be ordered to take old notes.
Yes, I think this is one of the very tragic examples of not planning this properly, and I would say doing this in an insensitive design, because it's not just the fact that you could have staggered it, which I really haven't heard good reasons against, but it's more than that. It is that you are not thinking about all the people who rely so critically in so many ways. Not just for private hospitals, but for a whole range of emergencies. Not just for that, for their livelihood. Yeah. I think a big sector that has been completely ignored is farmers.
Yeah. You're we're going right to hear from farmers, we'll hear from Bagpat, in fact, in a moment.
But, right but at the end of the harvest season, just before the next sowing season. And you are denying them the capacity to sell their product or to buy inputs. You are excluding agricultural cooperative credit societies from behaving like banks. And you're not allowing farmers to buy seeds.
I want Arvind, give me half a second. I want Arvind,
But I'm saying I can buy petrol with the old notes. But a farmer cannot buy seeds and fertilizer with the old notes.
And we are going to hear from the farmers in a moment. Arvind, do you concede that every day we are discovering gaps in private hospitals? I mean, this family from Bulandshahr.
So first of all, there is no... we have to feel their pain and loss.
Yes.
I mean, there is nobody who can say anything more than that. I think it's...
No, but is this a gap in terms of policy? The private hospitals are not forced to take old
notes. No, see, the point being that there is... whether it's the our declaration on the 8th was hospitals, and 9th somebody did not follow that and did not go and read the fine print. So there could have been a state of confusion.
No, hospitals are exempt.
No, hold on. I'm talking about 9th.
At the moment, they are exempt. Even Rajat's family thought that private today, hospitals mein chalenge notes.
Yes. Today, all private hospitals are still exempt.
Yes. Should they be exempt?
No, so point is, I think there is no, it says no obligation. They are under no, if
we are questioning why they are not under an obligation. That's what we are questioning.
Again, this is a private enterprises, so the government.
But Arvind, private income is also private right now.
Right.
There are those of us who our income is also private.
But, you know, what the government has done, and I will defend what is defendable, and if it's not, it's not.
Yeah,
right?
I'm saying there might be gaps that need to be closed.
There are gaps, and what we have done is, for example, the post offices have gone to hospitals and said, hey, use your debit card and withdraw money.
Can I bring in Bipin now? Yeah, he'll be waiting to speak.
New things are being evolved as they are going, but there have been gaps, there has been feedback, and the feedback has been incorporated.
So I do hope you take this feedback also.
But now the problem
hospitals.
Is, Barkha, the problem is, and I do want to use your show for this, is that the media every day is saying, yesterday the rule was this, today is this. In a fast-changing scenario...
You have to adapt to it. Let's have a new norm in the private hospitals.
So when you adapt things like this, you have to make
Fair
changes.
Fair enough. But right? I'm just saying, let's look at the private hospitals as one of those possible gaps. Bipin hasn't spoken yet. Bipin, of course, is the co-founder of MobiWick. It's a mobile wallet and an online payment system. Bipin, naturally, people would say to you, you'd obviously welcome it because it's great business for you.
So actually, I'm almost embarrassed to, feel that, our business is obviously increased many fold since this move. Yeah. But, obviously there are a lot of people who have been inconvenienced. And one thing which is clear is that, we have a Digital India movement which has been going on for the last 2.5 years. But clearly we are not ready for cashless yet. I mean, you look at the long queues outside ATMs. Now, everybody who's standing in those queues actually has a card. And they
That's
instead
a very
of,
important point. I do not understand why those of us who clearly are privileged, people of privilege on a relative scale, and we can use our cards, why are we the class that is queuing up? There's a class conversation here that needs to happen that isn't happening.
Yeah, I'm very, very clear. I think in India there is a digital divide, and that digital divide is actually adjacent or congruent with the class divide. So the number of people who use electronic payments in India is limited to 50 million out of the total bank accounts that we claim at 600, 700 million. Clearly, everybody has tried very, very hard. I cannot think of any other move. Of course, there is a lot of pain. Any other move which would have changed the narrative. When I grew up, we used to watch television. I know uncles and families, everybody, and we used to say, okay, this politician is corrupt. This government is corrupt, and then happily not pay tax, And these are, we have accepted that as part of our culture, and this move now, I think changes the narrative.
Okay, good chat.
Yeah. I want to go back to the Bulandshahr thing and Jayati's excellent point that she made. The reality is, why were private hospitals not allowed? Let's ask, why did it happen? And I think there is still a suspicion of the private sector in the minds of the rulers of our country. That here we are 25 years after the reforms, and still people believe that the reforms make the rich richer, the poor poorer, and therefore we cannot trust the trader, and on and on.
Okay.
And I think this requires a certain maturity now.
For
our
do you
country.
Believe the private hospitals should also?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm hoping Arvind is taking that down.
This should have been equal treatment.
Just one second. I just want to hear from people, and I want to come back to Devangshu and Shailaja as well. Now, we've been talking about farmers. Bipin spoke about a digital divide. Is there also a rural-urban fault line here that we need to explore? We have Narendra Singh and Hemant Kumar ji. Aap log Bagpat se aaye hain. Aapne baare mein thoda bataiye, kya kheti karte hain?
हमारे यहाँ मेन क्रॉप गन्ने की होती है और व्हीट की होती है
जी।
आजकल रबी की फसल में जो बुआई हो रही है वो गेहूं की फसल की बुआई हो रही है।
और ये जो आपके साथ आए हैं ये आपके खेत पे काम करते हैं?
हाँ, ये काम करते हैं। सभी के यहाँ जाते हैं।
हम जैसे हमने मजदूरी की इनके यहाँ पे 300 रुपए की, तो हमें जो है इनके यहाँ या किसी और के यहाँ उनमें हमें पुराने नोट 500 या 1000 के देते हैं, बोलते हैं अपने 300 काट के और हमें दे देना, बैंक में इनको खुले करवा लेना। हम उनको लेकर लाइन में जाते हैं, कब जाते हैं, अगले दिन अपने पशुओं का 10 बजे तक घास करके जाते हैं, उनके लिए जो ग्रास लेकर आते हैं खेत से 10 बज जाते हैं, तब तक देखते हैं लाइन बहुत लंबी लगी है, पीछे खड़ा होना पड़ता है। कुछ दबंग आदमी है वो हमें हटा के खुद घुस जाते हैं अंदर, तो क्या होता है, जब तक हम वहां पहुंचते हैं कैश खत्म, हम अपने घर आ गए, अगले दिन की मजदूरी खत्म, उस दिन जिस दिन मान लिया हाँ हम वहाँ पे किया ना, वहाँ खड़े हुए, उस दिन की मजदूरी खत्म।
तो ये आपको देते हैं 500 और बोलते हैं आप चेंज लेके आइए,
चेंज लेके आइए। अब ये बताइए हम क्या करें, हमारे लिए सब्जी का कोई प्रोसीजर नहीं है, हमारे पास है क्या ये बताइए, अपने घर का कुछ नहीं, मजदूरी करके लाते हैं।
दिन में कितना कमाते हैं?
दिन में ये समझो सुबह से शाम तक 300 रुपया मिलते हैं।
आप इनको पुराने नोट में क्यों पैसा दे रहे?
हमें नए नोट कहाँ से मिलेंगे मैडम? हम जो है हम अपना खेत की बुवाई करें या लाइन में लगें।
अच्छा, आपके पास फार्मर्स के पास भी कार्ड हो सकता है? आपके पास
किसी
कोई
किसान क्रेडिट कार्ड है मैडम? अच्छा, हमारे पास हाँ। तो उसमें ये अब ये बंदिश लगा दी हमारी भारत सरकार ने कि 25,000 एक हफ्ते में निकाल सकता है किसान, और जबकि ना काफी है, किसान एग्जेम्प्ट होना चाहिए इससे। किसान को अब रबी की फसल 2 महीने चलेगी, हमें तो तमाम खर्चे करने हैं, ट्रैक्टर वाले की जुताई देनी है।
तो ये जो 25,000 है आप कह रहे हैं ये काफी नहीं है?
काफी नहीं है।
तो आप अभी जो मजदूरी को पैसा दे रहे हैं आप पुराने नोट्स में दे रहे हैं?
पुराने नोट्स में दे रहे
हैं। और आप कह रहे हैं पुराने नोट को आप जाते हैं बैंक में और लाइन लंबी होती है तो पैसे तब खत्म हो जाते हैं?
जब वापस आ जाते हैं तो घर बच्चे कहते हैं कि पापा आज दूध नहीं आएगा, चाय नहीं मिलेगी, सब्जी नहीं रंधेगी। अब ये बताएं बिना पैसे के हम क्या कर सकते हैं?
ओके, सो दीज आर कॉम्प्लेक्स स्टोरीज, देर आर स्टोरीज ऑन ऑल साइड्स एंड आई कीप कमिंग बैक, इवन इफ अरविंद वी से ओके ग्रेट बोल्ड मूव, देर आर गैप्स इन द सिस्टम। शैलजा, यू डिड से दैट एज अ ब्यूरोक्रेट यू वर एग्जास्पिरेटेड, बट देर आर ऑल दीज स्टोरीज ऑफ हार्डशिप दैट वन ऑल्सो हियर्स।
Clear answer is everybody will need a bank account, everybody will need plastic money. It may take time. I work for some, well, let's say an organization, they hold training classes. And the lady told me, she says, you know, we buy the samosas from the patri. He takes check payment now. The samosa wale from the patri.
Yeah.
I think things are going to change. People, when they realize that the only way is to have an account and to have a checkbook, if not a credit card, they will move to that.
Devangshu, in fact, I have...
May I add,
I
need to see what she just said is very relevant. Yeah. I think the culture of writing a check had gone away. We've talked about weddings and... I just attended a few weddings in the last 2 days.
No, but what about that horrendous wedding in Karnataka?
Well, let's
not. I hope you weren't there.
No, I was here right in your neighborhood. But the whole thing was that, all the vendors who were earlier taking cash because they didn't want to, of course, show it in their books, need to now, were all very more than willing to take a check now.
All but Arvind, it could also be argued that this is small time black money. This isn't getting to that.
It all adds up. See, everything adds up. Then 300 rupees is small time. All this, the pain.
But that's his entire livelihood.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say that. I said one could argue. How are you saying any check is a small time check? Everything is valued today. And you have to.
I said this may answer small petty corruption, but not the actual underbelly.
No, I don't think so. There is nothing called petty corruption. We have to fix the system, and there are only some opportunities we get to fix the system.
Let Gaurav come in.
Yeah. All right, Barkha, our country was organically moving to a cashless economy.
Exactly.
Yeah. As we are transitioning to more farmers, vegetable vendors having mobiles, this was happening. Organically.
Has
the number of mobile subscribers increased in the last 10 years or not?
The number of mobile subscribers has increased. Exactly. But do you know the number of people who transact using electronic payments? It's 40 to 50 million.
Now, can
and
I
we
ask
have
you a
10% of the total
can
bank
ask you
accounts.
A counter question.
Yeah.
The number of cost of smartphones have only recently come down. People were only making calls and SMSs. The Chinese smartphones of 5,000, 4,000 have only come down. It was happening organically. This is the first time under a very dictatorial concept and a harsh whip has cracked. A first time a government policy has led to the loss of 55 lives. I can't. At what cost are we doing this transition?
So I don't think a single
life being lost is worthy of patting ourselves on the back or talking about one happy story. I'm sorry. The story of what we've heard, ma'am, Shailja madam, with all respect, the story of what the gentleman behind you has heard, has far more gravitas than the happy story you have said. I am sorry. This was happening organically.
Respond?
This is the if you talk about.
So I think
know.
What he's can saying I, is a samosa
sorry,
seller
Barca,
using a checkbook cannot mitigate the pain of a newborn baby or a baby that died before it was born because the hospital wouldn't take old. That's
Look,
his point.
We know these stories. I'm extremely sorry.
Yeah.
But this is a situation which involves a huge population. Can you bring up these stories and make them into a reason to change?
Shailja.
I think political parties are being absolutely hypocritical in this. Political parties take a lot of money in black. Shailja. Companies give them money and they suddenly find that money is of no use. That is why
the Congress, Gaurav, would have better credibility. Wait. The Congress would have better credibility to me on this debate if you stood up and moved a legislation in Parliament to say, we volunteer, we will not take cash donations under 20,000 rupees and disclose
absolutely.
Our incomes. So let's also see you setting the example on this.
If you ask me, I'll support it.
Yeah, I'm just coming
but
to
let
give me half a second.
Let me also tell you that this is not the first law against black money. Before this, 1997, volunteer disclosure led to 33,000 crores.
Devangshu, go ahead. Gaurav, Devangshu.
What I'd like to point out is the gentleman, the daily laborer from Bagpat, comes from a prosperous community and his daily income is more than the average Indian's. Now, if he's going
you
through
this... You mean the 300 rupees from
Bagpat? Yes, the average Indian earns about 8,000 rupees a month.
Yeah.
And that's an average. Which includes you and me. Yes. So the average Indian actually earns a lot less than that.
Yeah.
This gentleman earns more than the average Indian. Bagpat is one of the most prosperous communities in Western UP.
Yes.
And this is happening there. Now, I come from the Northeast. Manipur has shut down. My home state, which is Assam, is in a lot of trouble. The tea industry in West Bengal is dying. Kashmir, you know more about than me. You're going to flush out terrorism if Kashmir, Manipur, Mizoram, these places you can't change currency at the moment because you don't have the digital infrastructure to do it. This, as you know very well, there are maybe 200 million smartphones in the country.
I just want to ask Hemantji. Hemantji, आपसे पूछना चाहूँगी कि आपने जो 25,000 रुपया आप हफ्ते का जो आपको मुमकिन है निकालना जो अलाउड है आप वो क्यों काफी नहीं पड़ता जरा अगर आप लोगों को समझाएं कि आपके साथ जो नरेंद्र जी बैठे हैं आप उनको अभी तक पुराने नोट्स में तनख्वाह क्यों दे रहे हैं
आपको मैडम बताता हूं कि दो महीने हमारी बुआई चलेगी और दो महीने हमें बहुत पैसा खर्च करना पड़ता है तो इसमें हम चाहते हैं कि हमें पूरा मतलब खुली छूट दे दी जाए 1,00,000 रुपए की हमारी लिमिट कर दी जाए बाद में चाहे बैन लगा दे किसानों के पास कभी भी काला धन नहीं पाएगा काला धन के लिए वे बैठे हैं बहुत मोटे मोटे बैठे हैं जो स्विस बैंकों में उसमें जमा करते हैं और इनके यहाँ छापे डलवाए मोदी जी की बहुत गलत नीति है कि इन्होंने इस तरह का ये
आप कह रहे हैं कि जो सच्ची में बहुत अमीर हैं और जो बाहर रखते हैं धन उनका क्या होगा
अच्छा उन पर रेड कराएं या हम आम आदमी को क्यों मार रहे हैं छोटे किसानों क्यों मार रहे हैं
आई कंप्लीटली रिजेक्ट दिस नैरेटिव आई थिंक इट इज वेरी वेरी रॉन्ग टू से दैट ओके देयर मे बी मोस्ट ऑफ द मनी you know that's packed with few people and you know packed away as black money somewhere but that doesn't mean that every one of us doesn't have an obligation to pay tax towards building this country which we have not been doing
and to add to Bipin's point I think two things are clear right digital infrastructure will be built at a much faster pace at a much more resilience than physical infrastructure please understand this if it was going to take another 67 more years 68 more years to get people into the banking system. JDY did it in 1 year. With the Jan Dhan Yojana, you added 22 crore accounts. And everybody over here mocked those accounts.
Arvind, I think 36% are still zero balance accounts.
Barkha, they will not be zero balance
They will accounts. Not be zero balance now.
And also, but let me just say that I think this debate is getting... I mean, I'm having a lot of problems with this
Why?
Debate. Because what we are doing is confusing the... It's very easy to get emotive. With individual stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very easy to But ultimately, policymakers.
We're just flagging gaps in
policy. No, that's fine.
And I think it's our job to do
No,
that.
No, I'm glad you did that. Yeah. I'm glad because private hospitals should have been allowed.
Yes.
And it was a mistake.
Yes.
The point, though, is that I think a number of people have pointed out that ultimately policy cannot just be based on a few emotional stories.
No, but these what are communities of people, farmers, daily wage laborers,
exactly.
Domestic help.
I mean, I think
small
Modi,
traders.
No, but going forward, if I were Modi, what would I do?
Yeah.
I would encourage, why do traders, doctors, lawyers, why don't they take money in white from us? Because, not because they don't want to pay tax, but because they feel harassment from the income tax department. They fear. What Modi and or Jetli and various people should come out to say is that the IT system has changed in India. Income tax, I'm talking
but
about.
But Gurcharan, it has also been argued by Devangshu, I think. It was Devangshu's article that actually argued that this would, in fact, give the income tax authorities much more of a capacity for harassment.
No, because they would be idiots.
Accounts.
No, they would be idiots to go after people with Jan Dhan Yojana accounts.
No, not Jan Dhan, but the middle, the
but
salary
whatever.
Class.
I mean, the point is they want to go after the big fish.
Yeah.
The sensible income tax approach now is it's everything is online, first of all.
Yeah.
Refunds are online. Payments are online. You don't see an income tax officer. This should give comfort to people who want to enter
okay.
into
now
the
may
net.
I just ask the panel to just hold their horses for a second. I'm coming to you right after that, Jyoti. I have here with me Ankit. Ankit is actually a cigarette vendor in Delhi. Aap cigarette bechte Ankit?
Haan ji.
Kya umar hai aapki?
Meri umar 20 saal.
Acha. To ab jab se ye hua hai, aapne bhi adapt karne ki koshish ki hai. To aapne is badle hue mahol mein aap kya badlav laye?
Main kya badlav laya 8 tarikh ke baad thodi currency ki dikkat hui. कस्टमर के पास कि करेंसी नहीं है मेरे पास लाइन में खड़े होके आ रहा हूँ दो दो घंटे तो मैं पेटीएम मैंने अपनी दुकान पे वो कर रजिस्टर्ड करवा लिया
और उसके बाद क्या हुआ
पेटीएम से देते हैं कस्टमर
गुड तो आपको क्या लगता है पहले और अब में कुछ फर्क आपकी जिंदगी में
क्या फर्क है हमारी जिंदगी में क्या फर्क आएगा हम तो जैसे पहले थे अब पैसे पेटीएम से आते हैं तो एक मतलब पहले कैश आते थे तो आगे सेल्समैन को दे दिए जाते थे अब वो आते हैं बैंक से चेक काटो तब क्लियर होगा जब सामान आएगा आगे का
Do you buy from his store?
No, I don't smoke.
No, the point is, India is the best thing about India is we have a solution to every problem. And the worst part is that we have a solution to every problem. So if this thing was pre-planned or it has been told before, so we could have found a solution to this.
आपको क्या लगता है policy अच्छी है बुरी
है? अच्छी है Paytm की?
Paytm की? I don't know what Bipin's feeling. You don't want to hear so much of Paytm, but Paytm has kind of become like a metaphorical example. Alright, there's some funny things also happening in the middle of all this heated debate. Imtiaz, this is literally पहले हमारे होते थे bories of cash. He's come with his little bory of coins. This is what happens when Imtiaz goes to the bank and he's going to tell us what exactly is going on here in a second.
This is job.
Okay, so what happened here? What's going on here? What are all these coins?
Basically, yesterday I went to my neighborhood bank and I run a startup PR firm. So I didn't have time to go and I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
So I was told that in current account by check you will get more money.
Yeah.
So once I went inside, after standing for 4 hours in the line, I was told that they are giving only 2,000 rupees. Mm. So I requested them, pleaded them, look boss, next week I have to go to Goa for an event. I have this thing, I have that thing. Mm. So they looked at me and said, "Ki, we have 20,000 in coins, would you take it?" So I was like, okay. When life throws lemon at you, make lemonade. So, it was 15, 16 kg. One point I want to make, because I come from a small town. In small towns, in normal days, ATM se paisa nikalna bhi ek kaam hai. ATM does not work. After 8 o'clock, it is shut down. Shutters are down. Mm. And we are not Iceland or Greenland, ki hamara population itna hai. We are, matlab,
But humongous. Aapne coins ke baare mein bataiye. Have you spent some of it?
Yeah.
No, you've been paying in bulk with these coins?
So I paid radio taxi guys. I had a official meeting in Malvinagar in a restaurant. I paid there also. And even if anybody wants some change here after the show, I will change
You're distributing coins to all the audience.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are funny things that are happening. This is a system overload in some ways. Before I come back to the panel, I'm going to take a few questions from the audience. You've been wanting to say something.
Yeah, and the size of this operation, whatever Modi has done, is so large, is so big, that we all are going to be affected in some way or the other. Here is this gentleman, who's a farmer from Bulandshahr, you said, or wherever. What he didn't disagree with the demonetization that is happening. He said timing. Yeah. He said fasal ho raha hai abhi.
But he also said ki jo Swiss bank wale unke piche bhi jaiye.
He did. He surely said that. Hmm. The gentleman, while we are very sorry for what happened, these are aberrations. The operation of this size will have huge amount of glitches. But what has happened, Mrs. Ghosh was talking about, postponing it. We have been postponing it.
I said give people time.
Yes, that's in a way
postponing it.
That's postponing it, my dear ma'am.
Then you clamp down.
So you can't postpone all these things forever.
No,
you know, that's a set of people have been... What I agree with it, though, I will be majorly hit, Arvind. But what I'm saying is, there is some... At some point of time, we must draw the lines.
Okay. Let Jyoti first respond
Sir, yeah. Bharat mein achhe idea ki koi kami nahi hai. Problem hamesha implementation ki hoti hai. Aur aaj bhi wohi dikh raha
hai. Let's move on. Others won't get a chance. I'll allow Jyoti a response here.
No, what I'm saying is a lot of this is also design. You need not have had all these terrible implementation problems. If only you had said, okay, from 30th December, no more. And actually, you would have already
They've
been
always
driving.
Said that the secrecy would have gone with that.
You are not getting the big fish in any case. You know, there's another aspect of lack of trust which is very clear here, which is that the central government very clearly does not trust the state governments. None of these things, the financial institutions controlled by the state governments, have been allowed actually to provide changing money.
Arvind, before you respond, one question.
Arvind sir, initially the amount of cash that could have been exchanged was 4,000. It was increased to 4,500, and when the government realized that it was running out of cash, it was now decreased to 2,000. It's a very radical decision that is being taken by the government on a daily basis. So I'm questioning the meticulousness of the planning behind this policy, man.
And not the policy itself.
Not the policy.
I'll let Arvind take that, and then you can come and go, Chad.
So, yeah. I just want to respond to what Gaurav said, that India is a country full of ideas. I'm going to make a political statement. I think you had the ideas to how to create black money. We have all the idea how to stop that black money. I think the amount of corruption that happened over the last 10 years is what has resulted in so much of black money in the system.
सबसे पहला मंत्री बीजेपी के ही पकड़ा गया.
See, all that...
Maharashtra में सबसे पहला मंत्री काले धन के साथ बीजेपी ही का ही पकड़ा गया. Karnataka में शादी बीजेपी का ही हुआ.
But
भाषण में सबसे आगे आप लोग हैं.
On the policy. आपके
मंत्री का.
Please don't give us ideas that we are full of ideas. There's a lot of implementation happening. There will be some glitches, but as everybody has agreed, these aberrations cannot make us go back on this or not do this radical reform. This was the right time was there, and we have done that.
Gurcharan, you have said that individual stories are problems. I believe individual stories help at least flag gaps in policy. I believe they also try and bridge the class divide, because there is a very clear class divide and an urban-rural divide in this conversation. So I think that's what we have to also be a little sensitive to. Ramvati ji, aap kya kaam karte?
Main abhi to filhal to ghar mein hi rehti hu.
Acha, kaam karti hu?
हाँ जी पहले करती थी और इतनी परेशानी है जो हमारे घर में ज्यादा तो होते ही नहीं है मजदूरी वालों के घर में वो ही होता है 1,000, 2,000, 4,000
ये भी तो सच है कि जो औरतें हैं वो कई बार अपने आदमी को बिना बताए भी थोड़ा 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 करके रखते हैं सच
आदमी है नहीं होना चाहिए हाँ फिर बच्चे हैं छोटे छोटे बड़े मदद
सबसे बड़ी कठिनाई ये है कि जो काला धन तो निकलना चाहिए अच्छी बात है मगर एक बैग ये जो 1,000 का नोट 500 का नोट दुकान पे अगर सामान लेने जाओ तो उसको खुला कराने में दिक्कत आती है एक बैग इन्होंने 2,000 का नोट निकाल दिया 2000 का नोट निकाल दिया, अब दुकान पर जाओ तो कम से कम 500 रुपए का अगर आप सामान लोगे तब वो जाके 2000 का नोट भूने।
आप क्या करती है?
मैं घर में हूँ, बिंदिया बनाती हूँ, मैं बिंदी बनाते हैं और काम करती हूँ घर का ही।
तो आपके लिए सबसे मुश्किल है कि पॉलिसी ठीक है लेकिन खुला मिलना,
खुला मिलना चाहिए।
गुरचरण,
आई थिंक लेट्स लुक फॉरवर्ड नाउ,
या
एंड आई थिंक दैट देयर इज अ ह्यूज अपसाइड व्हिच आई बिगन बाय टॉकिंग अबाउट, एंड आई वुड से that the government is going to garner a lot of money through this. And it will be non-inflationary, the money. And therefore, this would be a time for a stimulus to the economy to create jobs. Our recovery has been very fragile, and this move of demonetization is going to slow that recovery. The way forward is to offer a non-inflationary stimulus which they will have the money for,
okay,
or they can recapitalize the banks, but get our system in order. And this could be a huge upside. Second point is that the big fish are not getting caught.
Yeah.
Well, there is a way to catch the big fish. And there are many ways to catch the big fish. But one of the things actually what they should do now, and this may not be very popular here, but is to offer another amnesty scheme. The last amnesty scheme had a 45% tax related to it. And a lot of people, you had 65,000 crores came out. But now, after this, there's such fear amongst
that
people.
Then you think it might have a better response.
You could, you know, do it with a 60%
tax. Okay, that's a thought to pass.
It's ironic that on Indira Gandhi's birthday, someone from Congress calls it dictatorial. Anyways, I want to say that last Saturday, I was in the ATM line for 2 hours. No problem. I'm doing it for the country. I am a common man also. Hear my view also. And it's a very good decision. Yes, there have been gaps. But even political parties, they should support it. It's for the country. We are all being so hysterical. Instead of, there is no solution. It's not going back. It's a good decision. Support it now.
Imtiaz, you want to respond to that?
Common man is something like Mandir ka ghanta, jo aara baja. Because nobody has... Excuse
but
me.
Meri bhi to story hai na. Main bhi to aam aadmi hu.
No.
Main bhi aam aadmi hu. Meri story bhi suno.
The problem is, because nobody has calculated the time it has is being wasted. Uska time is money.
नहीं, but मैं भी तो आम आदमी हूँ, तो मेरा भी view सुन लो. मैं support करता हूँ government को.
No, I also support the move, but things are not in place.
Things are not in place. We're coming back to the logistics again.
Yeah, my name is Amit. Actually, I belong to IT sector. So the amount of job it will create in next 3 to 4 years by demonetization with this kind of an IT or Digital India or Smart City initiative coming up, huge. There will be a lot of announcements from the banking sector that they are opening a new
bank. So you support it?
Yeah, I support this.
Okay, so there are many, many varied views. There are also many Indias. I think, Imtiaz, you're absolutely right in pointing that, and we must not present the monolith of one view. Go ahead with your experience. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a German journalist, and I'm just here experiencing myself this whole thing. And I had some hardship in the first days, but then I found a bank accountant who helped me to withdraw money. And I figured out, oh, I could actually withdraw several times because there is no cap for foreign accounts. So I got 7,500 in 100 bills, and I can expense all that. And I have to say, I'm actually quite shocked at this discussion because I don't think nobody has so far questioned the whole policy. They're just talking about implementation. And this is, I think, totally not working. It will not curb black money. It will not go against terrorism. It will not target any of the offshore companies. The rich people will just go on having their fun because they can use credit cards. They can hide their money abroad. This is actually, you said, it's a radical politics, and I agree because actually it happened on the day that Trump was elected, so it's quite fitting. Yeah. It's radical politics by a radical party, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's a strong statement, and Arvind can react to it. Devangshu, your last thoughts. Yeah.
You nuke the informal economy in India. Yeah. Essentially, you will have a recession for a couple of years. I would say, as somebody who makes a living looking at the stock market, that you know, you should be shorting India in a major way, because the market, the ripple effect from real estate consumption produces more than around 55-60% of GDP. I don't know the exact number, but it's much more than investment.
Okay.
You will just have a recession. You will have a lot of pain, a lot of small businesses closing down and not recovering. And this is people who are outside the banking system, not only in terms of being underbanked, they are not credit worthy. The banks will recapitalize, they will hand out money to big businesses, but they will not hand out money to the small business man.
Shailaja, I'm really out of time, so now everybody 20 seconds.
Very quick. Yeah. All I'll say is that until now there was a cynicism that money could buy anything. You could get jobs, you could negotiate anything, you could fix the system with money.
Yeah.
I think now the fact that this has been done and there is a feeling that a lot more can come, it gives a hope that we can become a country which is moving forward, not in that old feudal style in which we were actually functioning. We are moving ahead and we should congratulate the Prime Minister for what he has done.
Okay, Jyoti.
You know, I really think that this is a lot of show without real substance about attacking the problem of corruption. If you wanted to do it, you could have gone after the Swiss accounts. You could have gone after participatory notes in the stock market. You could have gone after those whose names are revealed in the Panama Papers. You could have done a whole lot of things. None of those has been done. This is a way of telling everybody we're all in this war against corruption where you're not actually addressing the real problem.
Got it. I have 20 seconds and Arvind can wrap it up.
Monetization was supposed, this move was supposed to go after terrorism, counterfeit cash and black money. Yeah. There have been two terrorist incidents already today.
Will this terrorism measure it?
Second, counterfeit cash, the 2000 note itself looks counterfeit with its spelling errors. Third, in terms of black money, once the cash is back, I don't see any measure in this policy to reduce black money and cash transactions.
I forgot to give Bipin his 20 seconds in there, Arvind. Yeah.
So I think, you know, I think this is a great move. I think this will, we are underestimating the impact it will have on a cashless and tech future of this country, where, you know, you were talking about underbanked, we will get banking and services and credit, which is, you know, to millions of Indians, and I think that will change the future.
Arvind.
I think two things. Thanks to social media, I guess, all these theories about fake notes have been debunked. A lot of fake deaths have been attributed to this. They all, most of them have been debunked. This is the most, one
but
of the most...
there is a child who could have been born in
and I'm not saying that, most of it. So, forward, it's a very forward-looking policy, and there have been some issues with implementation. We are open to feedback. We are incorporating that feedback as and when that happens. 10 to 20% are the estimates of all leading economists that this is the amount of money that will come back into the banking system, into the economy because of productive capital.
Okay.
I'm not saying unaccounted, but productive capital into the system. And lastly, this is a reform which is a string of reforms along with GST, which is coming April 1st, where under-invoicing, over-invoicing, not-invoicing will all have to go away. And along with Digital India, this is a long-term reform. And this requires leadership and governance, which Prime Minister Modi has presented.
I can say only in conclusion that the debate continues. It will continue through Parliament if Parliament functions at all. We do not know that. There are gaps, at least certainly, that we are flagging here, which we hope will get some urgent attention, like hospitals. I think that's a really important point, which Gurcharan has underlined as well. We will leave it there. I know a lot of you have questions. People have questions. Perhaps the government needs an interface with the people where all of these questions and clarifications can, in fact, be answered. Thank you very much for joining us on Be The People. Thank you. We'll be right back.